Hello, everyone. By now, you've heard that on Friday, June 26, 2015, the U.S. Supreme Court issued its long-anticipated decision about what the status of same-sex marriage is to be in the United States. In a close 5-4 decision, that court found that same-sex marriage is a fundamental right, which that court has now imposed as a 50-state same-sex marriage mandate. While there's still some uncertainty regarding the full ramifications of that decision and its future legal impact on the church and people of faith who believe in the biblical definition of marriage, the ruling of the Supreme Court will never change the truth about marriage. Based upon the Holy Scriptures, the United Church of God believes and teaches that marriage is a union between a man and a woman, exclusive of all others. After creating humans, male and female, in His image, God ordained and established the institution of marriage. He commanded the man to leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one. Marriage is thus a divine institution and a natural union. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. Any other teaching and/or practice is in direct conflict with Holy Scripture. We further believe and affirm the New Testament statements that the God-ordained institution of marriage reflects the spiritual relationship between Jesus Christ and His bride, the church. We teach these imperative biblical instructions to all people in a manner consistent with God's love and desire for all humanity to acknowledge Him as the guiding presence in their lives. Any attempt to redefine marriage other than between a man and a woman by law and or judicial decree of any nation cannot be recognized as incumbent upon human beings. The Apostle Peter's words give God's inspired instruction on such matters. We must obey God rather than men. Christians are explicitly instructed by Scripture to fully honor governmental persons, laws, and authority, other than when man's law conflicts with the laws of the Supreme Court of heaven. Therefore, we honor and abide within the design and intent of the God-given marital relationship between a man and a woman, while seeking to live at peace with all people. That understanding represents the unique opportunity before us. Jesus Christ, the Savior for all humanity, declared that we are to be an example to the world. Marriage between man and woman represents part of that example. A marriage based on biblical principles naturally produces offspring. Biblical marriage offers an opportunity for flawed human beings to learn more about God and His relationship with us. As illustrated in Ephesians 5, marriage was designed by God to have a profound purpose. It illustrates the mystery of the relationship between Jesus and the church, biblically referred to as His bride. Therefore, in the days to come, we embrace the instruction of the Apostle Peter, who tells us to be prepared to give an answer to everyone. But do this with gentleness and respect. The Bible also tells us to cry aloud, spare not. Tell my people their transgressions. The United Church of God continues to proclaim God's truth through our many media efforts, through our ministers, and yes, through the example of our members and those who fellowship with us. As Christians, let's seize this opportunity before us to demonstrate the love of God in our lives. Let's yield to God and humbly follow the biblical example of marriage between a man and woman alone.